Track 12. Unit 3. Listening 1. Workspace.
Did you finish your research on the most useful workspace in offices?
I did. Do you want to share ideas?
Sure. What type of workspace did you focus on?
I mostly looked at closed office spaces. I read a lot about cubicles. I've never had a cubicle. Have you?
No. I am from Japan. In Japan, more offices are open plan. So that's what I decided to research. It seems they work well for big companies that have a lot of employees. I guess you can fit more people into an open workspace. Smaller companies don't need to worry as much. Having said that, closed offices are more expensive, so maybe smaller businesses that would prefer to save money should consider them.
More expensive? I didn't know that. In the United States, a lot of offices are closed. Workers have their own space. Most employers and employees seem to like the effect on productivity. It's supposed to be easier to get inspiration since it's quieter. Most research shows that too much ambient noise, you know, made by colleagues, distracts workers from their jobs.
According to my research, closed offices aren't as good because people can't work together as easily. As a result, it hurts productivity. If workers don't consult with each other, then there probably aren't as many new ideas or sales or results. Open plan offices, where everyone is in the same room, are better. The open office plan is really just one large room with a lot of desks. In Japan, for example, even the manager works in the same room. Consequently, everyone is working together to improve the company's goals.
Why?
Since everyone, no matter what level they are, works in the same space, no hard feelings emerge. In fact, research shows that employees in open plan offices are more confident in expressing their ideas. Therefore, they are better communicators, and that results in them working better together.
I read some background information on closed offices. It seems that they are always evolving. For example, the height of cubicle walls has changed a lot over time. I guess the shorter ones make the workspace more like an open plan office. Bizarrely enough, it seems a lot of workers in American offices like to accompany each other to lunch, but they don't want to share office space. That doesn't really make sense, does it?
Not really. You'd think people working together would want to discuss things. What if you have a question? Open plans are better, since you can ask right away.
Maybe. But think about the issues a manager might have to discuss. A lot of those issues are sensitive or confidential. You wouldn't want everyone to hear about those things. Because of this, I think closed offices are a better option. But maybe there is a compromise. Perhaps a manager should earn a private office, while lower-grade employees work in the open space.
Ah, I see what you mean. You're suggesting a combination of open and closed office space within the same office. That could be quite successful. Some spaces could be shared for meetings or conferences, while other spaces can be used for independent work or higher-level employees.
That's a good idea.